Duval School Board member Becky Couch says the new law is devastating for Duval County. She'd been among the chorus of voices demanding a veto.
It's hard to say if we could have done anything differently. You look back and think, could I have done more? I think we've done more than we've ever had before.
Scott signed the bill at Morningstar Catholic School, which serves lots of children with disabilities who use a special scholarship to go there. The new law expands that program by $30 million. It also provides millions in teacher bonuses and eliminates the Algebra 1 end-of-course exam for high schoolers. Couch says those changes aren't the problem. It's the rest of the law. Low-performing schools will now have less time to improve before the state intervenes. Then they'll be closed, and privately managed charter schools will be given financial incentives to open in the same areas. Several Duval schools are now in danger of closing.
And we're going to have to transport students to other schools that are pretty much already full, with no capital funds, by the way, to add additions onto those schools to accommodate the increase in students.
That's because the bill would also require local tax dollars used for building projects to be shared with charters. Duval, with some of the oldest schools in the state, already has a maintenance backlog. But Jacksonville Republican Representative Jason Fisher, who used to serve on Duval's school board, is excited by the new bill. He co-sponsored it.
There's some pockets here in Jacksonville where they're failure factories, and we need to open up an opportunity for parents in those communities and children in those failure factories to go somewhere where they can get a better education.
Critics say charters don't outperform traditional schools, while proponents say charters opening under this law will be required to have a history of success. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.